Please turn again to Acts chapter 13. Over these past number of studies now, we have been looking at this chapter. And as we have emphasized, in this chapter, the Apostle Paul is on his first missionary journey. And we have emphasized also that on Paul's first missionary journey, he went to the island of Cyprus. And when he was on the island of Cyprus, he preached the gospel in Paphos. And as he preached the gospel in Paphos, there was a man who was saved by the grace of God, a man by the name of Sergius Paulus, gloriously and wondrously converted to Christ. Paul preached the gospel, and as he preached, this man had an interest in the things of God. He wanted to hear the message that Paul and Barnabas declared, and he came and he heard, and the Lord reached down and plucked him as a brand from the burning. However, it is interesting to note that before Sergius Paulus came to Christ and was converted, the devil tried everything in his power to stop the deputy from coming to the Savior. And the instrument that Satan used to try and prevent Sergius Paulus from coming to Christ was a man by the name of Elymas. Elymas. This evening, I want very simply at the end of this gospel meeting to draw your attention to this character that is described here as Elymas. Look what it says there in verse 8. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy, or seeking to turn away Sergius Paulus from the faith. Men and women, every time the gospel goes forth, the devil will seek to do everything within his power to prevent men from coming to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And even in this meeting tonight, as the gospel goes forth, and as Christ is uplifted again, the devil will be here, seeking to stop men and women and young people and older people and boys and girls from coming to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray tonight for those of you, especially who are not saved, not converted in this meeting, that you will think about that very seriously. We'll be saying more about it just in a moment. But I want you to think about that tonight as you sit under the sound of the gospel again. There's a reason why you're not saved. There's a reason why you have not come to Christ as yet. And the reason is this: the devil has stopped you. The devil has prevented you from coming to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Now, as we come to consider this character, Elymas, there's a number of things very simply that I want you to notice. First of all, I want you to notice his description, how he is described here. Look, first of all, at verse 6, and we have the description of this man. It says, "And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar Jesus." The Bible describes Elymas here in four ways. First of all, he's described as a sorcerer. Now, a sorcerer was one who claimed to be a magician, one who claimed to have magical powers. But in reality, he was an enchanter who pretended to perform wonders by charms. You know, in Acts 8, verse 9, we have a description of Simon the sorcerer. And let me read what it says there about Simon the sorcerer. "But there was a certain man called Simon, which beforehand in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one." And Elymas, like Simon in Acts chapter 8, sought to bewitch the people. He sought to deceive the people. And of course, as far as Sergius Paulus was concerned, Elymas had done a good job up until he was converted. But you'll notice here how the Bible describes this character as a sorcerer. One who sought to bewitch people. One who sought to deceive people. And of course, as we have emphasized, the devil was using this man, Elymas, to prevent Sergius Paulus from coming to the knowledge of the truth. But notice also in verse 6 that Elymas is described as a false prophet. He's described here as a false prophet. In other words, one who prophesied falsehoods. Here we can see the true character of this man. Elymas was a man who told lies when pretending to be a prophet of God. And of course, that's what a false prophet is. One who pretends to be a true prophet, but all the time is a false prophet. One who pretends to preach the truth, while at all times preaches lies and declares lies. That's how the Bible describes this man, Elymas. He's also described here as a Jew. That simply means that he wasn't a Gentile. He was from the Jewish nation. And also he's described here in verse 6 as Bar-Jesus. This literally means a son of Joshua or a son of Jesus. So this man was a deceiver. Of that there is no doubt. But then look at verse 10, because we can see here again the true identity of Elymas. He was a servant of the devil. He was a child of hell. He was an enemy of the righteousness of God. Look what it says in verse 10, and underline these words. Oh, full of all subtlety. Here is the Apostle Paul, and he's coming to address Elymas. And again, he gives us a wonderful description of this character. Oh, full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness. This man was up to no good. His work was evil, and his influence was great. Now, let me show you, secondly, how he influenced Sergius Paulus. Because the second thing I want you to notice about this character, Elymas, is not only his description and how the Bible sets him forth here and describes him, but I want you to notice his influence in the life of the sinner. His influence in the life of Sergius Paulus. There's no doubt that in this chapter that we can see Elymas' opposition to the gospel. He opposed the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you study this passage of Scripture, he opposed the gospel in at least two ways. First of all, he opposed God's servants, Paul and Barnabas. As we have emphasized, Paul and Barnabas were sent forth by the Lord to preach the gospel. And as they went on this first missionary journey, they landed on the island of Cyprus. And after they crossed the island to Paphos, they started to preach the gospel. Sergius Paulus showed an interest in the gospel, but there was this false prophet, this sorcerer, this evil character that Satan was using. And at this point, he sought to stop, to prevent the gospel from going forth. And Sergius Paulus from hearing the gospel. Look what it says in verse 8. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so was his name by interpretation, withstood them. In other words, he withstood the preachers. He withstood the missionaries. He withstood Paul and Barnabas, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. He opposed God's servants, and he opposed God's truth. Look at the end of verse 10, what it says there. Paul said, when speaking to him, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? You see, and we have emphasized this, but let me emphasize it again, because it's very important that you understand this. The reason why Elymas opposed God's truth and opposed God's servants was because he did not want Sergius Paulus to get saved. And there's no doubt that he had for a long time influenced Sergius Paulus, the sinner. Indeed, it is plain to see that Elymas had great influence over Sergius Paulus up until the time the gospel was preached to him. And up until the time Sergius Paulus was saved by the grace of God. But it's important that you can, that you see here what this character is seeking to do. And of course, as we have emphasized, he's motivated by the devil. He's energized by the forces of hell. And everything he is doing here, this Elymas, he's seeking to prevent Sergius Paulus from coming to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, I wonder, do you realize the power of the devil? And do you realize the lengths that Satan will go in order to stop you as a sinner from coming and being saved by the grace of God? The devil will go to whatever lengths in order to hinder you from coming to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Why do you go out every Lord's Day unsaved? Why do you continually resist the strivings of the Holy Spirit in your life? I'll tell you why. Because the devil has an influence in your life. Someone or something is hindering you from coming and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. The devil, Satan, is using something or someone to stop you from putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You must not underestimate the tactics of the devil. The devil will do everything in his power to stop sinners from coming to Christ and trusting Jesus Christ as their own and personal Savior. Now, how does the devil attempt to do this? Well, there are many ways, but let me just emphasize a number of them. First of all, by removing the seed of the gospel from the heart of the sinner after the gospel is preached. Matthew 13, verse 9, we read these words: "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside." And the truth is this, that every time the gospel is preached and the word of God goes forth, the devil will be waiting to snatch away that good seed that has been sown in your heart. Oh, I wonder how often you've listened to the message of the gospel. How often have you sat in this church? How often have you sat under the sound of God's word, and the Lord has spoken to you, and you've come under conviction of sin, and maybe you've even said in your heart, "I need to get saved." Maybe you've even said, "I want to get saved." But the meeting has ended, you've gone out unsaved, and you seem to have forgot about what you've heard. What has happened? The devil has come, and that good seed that has been sown in your heart, he has caught it away, he has snatched it away. Oh, there's power in the devil. Believe you me, Satan has power. He's the prince of the power of the air, and there is no doubt that when God's word goes forth, that the devil and his demons will be at every service seeking to hinder the work of God and seeking to hinder the message of the gospel that goes forth. Also, another way, by blinding the minds of sinners to the truth. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3, "But if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost." And then verse 4 says, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine in unto them." The God of this world is the devil. And the devil will seek to blind the minds of sinners to the gospel message. Oh, my friend, it's important that you realize that. It's important that you recognize, sinner, this evening, that you have an enemy. The devil is not your friend. Satan is not your friend. He might come as an angel of light, and he might portray himself as your friend, promising you the world, promising you everything. But at the end of the day, the devil's object is to stop you from coming and trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. His business is to hinder you from coming and being born again of the Spirit of God. He does it also by corrupting the true Word of God. And of course, we're not going to take the time, but read Genesis chapter 3 and 1 to 4, and you'll read there how he deceived Adam and Eve, our first parents, to the truth. and how he corrupted God's precious, precious word. And the devil will come and he will whisper in your ear, sinner, is there really a hell? That's corrupting the word of God, because there is a hell. The devil will whisper in your ear, do you really need to be saved? That's corrupting God's word, because you do really need to be saved. In order to get into heaven, you need your sins forgiven. You need to be born again of the Spirit of God. You need to trust Jesus Christ as your Redeemer. If anyone tells you any different to that, then they're doing the work of the devil. The devil's using them to sow lies in your heart and in your mind. My friend, the devil is a master at his deception. And right across Ulster and Ireland, right across this world tonight, he has deceived multitudes. And multitudes are depending upon their good works to get them into heaven. Well, that's a lie. That's a corrupting of the word of God. For the Bible says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And here in this story here that we have before us, in Acts chapter 13, Paul and Barnabas are on their first missionary journey, and they're preaching the gospel. And the word of God's going forth. And Sergius Paulus has an interest. He wants to hear the word of God. And as soon as he shows an interest in hearing the word of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ, the devil has this false prophet. The devil has this Elymas, the sorcerer, to influence Sergius Paulus. And my friend, the truth is this, that you may show an interest in the things of God and you may show an interest in the gospel of Jesus Christ, but the devil will seek to stop you from coming and trusting the Lord as your Redeemer. I pray tonight that the Lord will take his word and burn it deep in your heart. And even this evening, not only will you realize your need of a Savior, but tonight you will realize that not only that you need to be saved, but that you're going to be saved, that you'll make up your mind to come and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Redeemer and as your Savior. Oh, here we can see very clearly and very simply the activity of the devil. And the devil is still working today. He's still seeking to hinder men and women from coming to a knowledge of the truth. My friend, the devil is real. And he will do everything in his power to stop you from getting saved. And up until now, Satan has done a good job in your life because you're still unconverted. You're still saying no. You're still rejecting the message of saving grace. Oh, even tonight, may the Lord break through. And I pray that he will. I want you to notice something else here. I want you to take a close look at Acts chapter 13. And I want you to see his defeat. Elymas and his wicked influence over Sergius Paulus was defeated. And of course, as we have emphasized right at the introduction there, this story is about Sergius Paulus getting saved and coming to know Christ as his Savior. Look what it says in verse 9, and we'll read down to verse 11. Then Saul, that's the Apostle Paul, who also was called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. That's on Elymas, because Saul recognized, Paul recognized what this man was seeking to do. And he said in verse 10, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thine enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. We can see here the defeat of Elymas in the conversion of Sergius Paulus. Thank God, Satan is a defeated foe in the life of the sinner. Therefore, we could ask the question here at this point, when was Sergius Paulus saved? Well, I want to suggest three things to you here, or a number of things to you. First of all, he was saved when the devil's influence over him was destroyed. Why did Christ come from heaven to earth? The answer is simple: to destroy the works of the devil. We read in Hebrews 2 verse 14 that through death he might, that is Christ, might destroy him that hath the power of death, that is the devil. And praise God, when Jesus died upon the cross, he destroyed the power of the devil. And praise God, today, through the message of the cross, sinners can be set free from the power and influence of Satan. Oh, praise God, tonight you can be saved. You can be delivered from the influence and the power of the devil. You can be delivered from the power of sin. And you can be delivered because the Lord Jesus Christ has died upon the cross. He has defeated the devil on the cross. He has shed his precious blood. And thank God, the gospel of Jesus Christ is still the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Oh, my friend, do you want to break the power of sin and Satan tonight? Then come and trust in Jesus. Trust in Christ. Praise God this evening. All that come unto me, Jesus said, I will in no wise cast out. And the Lord Jesus Christ can give you the victory this evening, and he can save your precious soul, because the devil is a defeated foe. You'll notice also that Sergius Paulus was saved when his eyes were opened to see the truth. Look at verse 7. Which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. Now look at verse 12. Then the deputy, or Sergius Paulus, when he saw what was done, he believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Now, as we said, the gospel of Jesus Christ has the power to save men from their sins and deliver them from the power of hell. Isn't that wonderful and glorious? And men and women, that's why we preach the gospel. That's why we uplift Christ. That's why we point men to the Lord Jesus. And that's why we seek to emphasize the importance of preaching Christ and him crucified. Because it's only the message of the gospel that can break the power of sin, that can break the power of Satan. Praise God. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. But it is only the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever believed personally and individually on the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you ever accepted him as your Savior and as your Lord? You see, what happened here in Acts chapter 13 was wonderful. And of course, as Paul and Barnabas continue their missionary journey here, and as Paul continues to other missionary journeys, he's going to see this happen time and time again. The word of God will go forth. The power of God will be demonstrated as the word of God goes forth. And many precious souls will come and believe on the Lord Jesus. And many, many will be swept into the kingdom of God. Sergius Paulus believed the word of God. My friend, have you ever believed the word of God? Do you believe the word of God tonight? Do you believe it is God's word? Do you believe that Jesus died for your sins upon the cross? Do you believe that you are the sinner? Do you believe that if you died right now, you would be in hell? Sergius Paulus believed all these things. He had to in order to get saved. But most of all, he believed that the Lord Jesus Christ was the Savior and the only Redeemer. And he trusted Christ alone for his eternal salvation. And he was saved, and the Lord delivered him. And my friend, what the Lord did for Sergius Paulus, the Lord can do for you. Praise God, the devil is a defeated foe. And thank God, tonight we are in the day of grace. And in this day of grace, the gospel is going forth. And in this day of grace, as the gospel goes forth, souls are being saved. Souls are being delivered. I wonder, is your soul going to be saved tonight? Is your soul going to be delivered this evening? My friend, it can. It can. And that's why it is so important to come under the sound of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice also that Sergius Paulus was saved when the message of the gospel was brought to him by the missionaries. We've already emphasized that, but let us emphasize it again. Look at verses 6 and 7 and underline the verses. And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, They found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Paul and Barnabas and desired to hear the word of God. He had a desire to hear the word of God. Oh, I wonder tonight, do you really have a desire to hear the word of God? Is that why you're here tonight? Is that why you come to Bethel? Is that why you listen each Sunday night? Is that why you have a desire? Do you have a desire to come and hear? Well, thank God there's hope for you. God had put this desire in his heart. He wasn't saved at that point, you know, because he wasn't saved until he believed. He wasn't saved until he repented. He wasn't saved until by faith he trusted Christ. But he had a desire. I wonder, have you a desire tonight? I believe you have. But let me say this. That desire in itself will not save you. That desire to come to church week by week and listen to the message of the gospel, it will not save you. Coming to church will not make you ready for heaven. And it's so important that you understand that. Sergius Paulus was not truly converted until he believed. But thank God that the moment came, the time came when he did believe. You'll notice here the importance of getting the gospel to others. And child of God, there's a message here for you and I. Men and women will only be saved when they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you'll notice the responsibility that is placed upon the church. And of course, we have already emphasized this because although the Holy Spirit had set Paul and Barnabas apart to be missionaries, it was the church that was thrusting them out. And of course, the responsibility of the church is still to thrust missionaries out. But it's the responsibility of us all to get the gospel across to our friends and our neighbors and our workmates. But also notice here that the devil is a defeated foe in the life of the sinner through the power of the gospel. Through the power of the gospel. You know, we should never stop preaching the gospel. And that's why Paul said on one occasion to young Timothy, preach the word in season and out of season. Oh, there's a time when the tide goes out, seemingly nothing much is happening, when the message of the gospel is going forth. And we're living in a day like that. The tide is out, but the tide will come in again. Of that there is no doubt. The blessing of God will come again. Of that there is no doubt. Because God must and he will honor his word. And he will honor the preaching of the gospel. And that's why, child of God, you and I should preach the word and continue to spread the message of the gospel, no matter what the times are like. But sinner, this message here this evening is for you. It's for you. And I pray tonight that the Lord will take his word and write it upon your heart and write it upon your soul. You have a soul that needs to be saved. And it needs to be saved tonight. But as you're hearing again the message of the gospel, the devil is here. Satan is here. And he's here for one reason and for one reason only, and that is to hinder you. He's here to hinder. He's here because he wants to prevent you from coming and trusting Christ. Just as he sought to prevent Sergius Paulus. Just as he sought to hinder the preachers as they preached the word of God. He's here to hinder you. And he's here to try and hinder me as well from proclaiming your need of God's wonderful salvation. But thank God. Thank God tonight. Although the devil is mighty, God is almighty. And although the devil is powerful, the Lord Jesus is all powerful. And Satan to Jesus must bow. And on that cross of Calvary, when the Lord Jesus Christ cried, "It is finished," he bruised the head of the serpent. Praise God once and for all. And while the devil has power, it's limited. And that's why you need to hear the gospel again. My friend, how often have you heard it, bud? I wonder this evening, as the word of God has gone forth, Again, as we have sought to set before you your need of Jesus Christ and being saved, I wonder, what will you do with the gospel tonight? Will you listen to the lie of the devil? Will you listen to that elymas that the devil is using in your life, whatever it is or whoever it is? Or will you step out for Christ? Oh, I pray that the gospel message will get through to your heart and your soul this evening. And not only that you will hear the message of the gospel, but that you will receive the Christ of the gospel. John 1 verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." And that day on the island of Cyprus, in the city of Paphos, as Paul preached, and as the devil did all in his evil work to stop the deputy from coming to Christ, praise God, the Lord stepped in. And the Lord reached down. And Sergius Paulus received and he believed Christ as his own and personal Redeemer. My friend, that's what you need to do tonight. You need to bow by faith. You need to bow in repentance. Come and trust the Lord Jesus. Would you do it tonight? Would you seek the Lord tonight? Would you be saved tonight? This Lord's Day, in the month of July 2016, it would be the greatest day in your life. You'll never regret it. You'll go home this evening with peace in your heart, with joy in your soul, knowing that your sins are forgiven and knowing that you have a home in heaven. And I'll tell you, friend, there's one thing you'll never worry about again. You'll never worry about knowing that you have a home in heaven. You'll never worry about your soul again. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee.